KXEI presents Tejiendo Identidades, a mini program about the identity and culture of the people of Tucson and their work in that community. I'm your host, Nadia Alvarez Mejia, doctor in education and passionate about culture. Our guest is Alejandra Baltazar Carlat, who is a local entrepreneur in Tucson, Arizona.
My name is Alejandra Baltazar Carlat. I am from Querétaro, Mexico. I arrived to Tucson a little bit over 17 years ago when my parents decided to bring us over to live here in order to give us a better life. I graduated from the University of Arizona with a bachelor's in Spanish and Portuguese, and I am currently finishing up with my thesis for my master's. I also started a small business of earrings last May 2020 during the pandemic. So that has been such a great adventure, a really beautiful journey, because it has brought me back to my community, which is something that I do really appreciate about Tucson.
How do you describe your identity?
I consider myself a Mexicana. I was raised in Mexico for 14 years, and I came to Tucson when I was 14. There's always that confusion, or that, you know, that you have to assimilate to another culture, that you have to, you know, maybe change your identity in order to fit into a place, in order to be more or less Mexican in order to fit. However, living in Tucson, I have learned to discover who I am, where I belong, and my culture, and what my parents have taught me. Do not be afraid to be who I am and speak my native language, Spanish, and to represent my culture, represent who I am, represent and tell others, especially the future generations, my nephews, that, you know, who you are, and we are Mexican. So I think I will always say, regardless of my legal status and changing here in the United States, I think being proud of who I am and where I come from, it's very important and part of my identity.
How does your identity integrate into the Tucson community?
I love the Tucson community ever since I started, you know, going to college. And when I realized that I couldn't attend college because of my legal status at the time, and that I had to pay, you know, out of pocket, and I had to pay as a non-resident or out-of-state student, the community of Tucson has always been there to support me in terms of family, friends, but also, you know, people that didn't know me but knew my cause and wanted to support me and to support my dream of, you know, becoming the first person in my family to graduate from college. Volunteering in different local and nonprofit organizations in Tucson have been also really big part of my community and who I am, and what it represents to be a Mexicana in Tucson. Being part of the community, belonging in this community, and now with my business as well, being part of, you know, being able to connect with other people, Mexicanas, Latinx, it's been amazing. So being part of the Tucson community has just brought me so many, you know, amazing feelings and great experiences. I love Tucson. This is my home now, which is kind of strange, because when I had the opportunity to go back to Mexico, it was really that weird feeling of belonging, of, you know, I miss my home, that I thought it was Querétaro. But after living for so many years in Tucson, it just made me think about, you know, like, where do I belong and what is home?
Thanks, Alejandra, for your participation in Tejiendo Identidades.
Thank you for having me.
This has been Tejiendo Identidades. I'm your host, Nadia Alvarez Mejia, production and editing by Gwendolyn Hernandez, DJ Nenny G for KXCI Tucson.